On the economy, John, Secretary of Treasury Hank Paulson's had a tough time getting his proposed bailout of the country's mortgage giants, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, through Congress, but he's still trying.
This is much broader than just Fannie or Freddie. So this is about the U.S. capital markets, the U.S. economy.
Today, the House is scheduled to vote on the ambitious plan that one senator says smacks of socialism. For more, we turn now to James Politi, who reports for the Financial Times. Good morning, James.
Good morning.
So what is it, the potential $25 billion price tag that's making some in Congress balk, or is it something else?
Well, actually, most of the opposition to the proposal by Secretary Paulson seems to be waning, and the $25 billion price tag, believe it or not, was smaller than many opponents of the proposal had feared. And it actually looks now like some of the Republicans who were worried about the impact that this proposal was going to have on sort of risk to taxpayers, and some of that opposition seems to be waning. So it looks like they might actually get it through this week or next week at the latest.
So Senator Jim Bunning, who says this plan is little more than socialism, he's really on an island by himself, or does he reflect what some Republicans feel? And despite White House support of this bill, is there any sense that Republicans will go against it?
Well, I mean, there definitely is a group of Republicans, conservative Republicans, who are worried about the risk to taxpayers and feel sort of the same position as Jim Bunning does. But on the other hand, a number of key Republican senators who initially expressed concern have now sort of grudgingly come to accept the fact that the administration's position that this is necessary to protect the financial system, people like Richard Shelby, the top Republican on the Senate Banking Committee.
Well, let's unpack that issue of protect the financial system. The market seem to be reacting enthusiastically as this moves through Congress, at least in part, to this particular proposal. I've heard it said that Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are a test of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac is basically a test of the credibility, the financial credibility of the entire U.S. government. And the world is definitely watching to see if Fannie and Freddie are going to maintain their position as maybe higher risk, higher yield securities for places like Japan and China, but ones with the same backing of the federal government. Is that what's at stake here?
I think in many ways it is. I mean, central banks around the world hold Fannie and Freddie debt. They rely on Fannie and Freddie debt, and there are definitely fears that they might start unloading Fannie and Freddie debt if they perceive that that the government guarantee or the implicit government guarantee is no longer there. And this is something that's definitely very worrying to a lot of policymakers. And in fact, we've heard Hank Paulson talk about the fact that international investors are key here.
So in essence, is there a sense that they are just too big to fail and that there is too much at stake? And so ultimately, every effort will be made to back them up.
I think that's true. A few changes have been made to the legislation and to the proposal over the past week to make it sort of slightly more palatable to some of the Republicans who are opposing it. And I think that's helped create more of a political consensus around the plan. But there is this feeling that they are too big to fail. And the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, mm-hmm. Which researches the impact of proposed legislation on the America's fiscal position, yesterday warned exactly of the consequences.
So
of,
it's very important.
Not going through with the legislation could be actually in a sense.
Worse.
More costly.
James Politi, thank you very much.
Thank you.
James Politi reports for the Financial Times.